Hey, champ. My name is Chris Johnson, and I've found out something about myself recently. It's kind of been developing. It's been percolating under the surface. It has to do with me. It has to do with the relationships I have with people. When I was married, I thought, you know, that was it. This is the shit. This is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been looking for. I'm good. I'm going to be satisfied for the rest of my life. I don't give a shit. I'm content. And I was content. And then my marriage dissolved. Immediately after the marriage dissolved, I was obsessed with putting it back together, even though that was impossible. Hey, we're going to get back together, baby. Come on. Stop fucking that guy with a man bun. Look at me. You know, I got long hair. I can put it in a man bun, I guess. But I haven't, because I have self-respect. Once I got past that, once I got past wanting to put my marriage back together and I realized it was probably the best thing for me to be divorced, and it has been, I was still like obsessed with replacing what I lost. I was in a relationship for so fucking long, from when I was 18 to, when did she leave? When I was like 32 or whatever the fuck. I didn't know how to live without it. I just wanted to replace it. I wanted to find somebody else, and I wanted to fucking get remarried, and I wanted all that shit all over again because I was happy when I had that. A little over a year after the wife left, I started dating somebody else. It didn't last very long, a couple months, but I really liked that girl. And I remember thinking like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. Maybe this is it. You know, you're early on in the relationship, but you're starting to think like, hey, I like being around her. We've been going out for a couple months. You know, we're going to keep taking the next steps. You're going to fucking build up to where you were before, but it'll be better this time. I mean, I scanned her friends list on Facebook. I didn't see any man buns. You know what I mean? Man buns are Chris Johnson kryptonite. And then she bounced because I don't know. She never told me why. Actually, my ex-wife never told me why either. I got news for everybody out there. If you're going to fucking end a relationship, at least have the fucking dignity and the decency to fucking tell the person why it's over. And let me tell you something. You're a fucking loser, and I hate you. Not a good reason. Here's another reason that's not good. I don't know what to say. What? Just fucking say something. Would you fucking say something, please? Can you fucking say something? What do you mean you don't know what to fucking say? That's what fucking toddlers say. You're a fucking adult that's dating somebody. Think about what to say. If I don't want to fucking hang out with somebody, I got a fucking laundry list of reasons why I don't want to fucking hang out with somebody. Just give me them. Those people who claim they don't know what to say, they're full of shit. I think they think they're being nice. Like, well, I don't want to tell him that I think he's a dickhead because it'll hurt his feelings. Well, you know what fucking hurts somebody's feelings more? Just horse shit and silence. I'd rather know that you think I'm an asshole than fucking wander around in a fucking anxiety-induced haze for however many months it takes me afterwards to fucking put together in my head what the fuck just happened. Anyway, after that brief relationship, I was really fucked up. I didn't know what to fucking do. Like, I didn't want to date anybody anymore. I thought, what the fuck? Like, why am I wasting my time with this horse shit? And then some people said to me, like, well, you can't quit. You gotta get back out there. Like, I never understood what the fuck that meant. Like, you can't quit. I can't quit what? I was in two relationships. The ending of both were devastating for me. And I just said, you know what? Fuck it. And you're like, hey, man, you're quitting. What am I quitting exactly? I don't like it. Like, I don't want it. Here's what I'm quitting. I'm quitting feeling like fucking garbage all the time. And it's easy to fucking say that, like, when you're talking to somebody who's married or who's in a relationship or, you know, wants you to be in one for whatever inexplicable fucking reason. Just fucking let me be. I'm not you. I'm not wired like you. I fucking think about things a little differently than that. I guess my point is, like, I don't know what I want anymore. Like, I don't want... I guess I'm not ruling out getting married again, but, like, it's not like a fucking goal of mine like it was when my ex initially left. And getting in another long-term relationship is not really anything I think about. Like, it was something that I wanted for a while, but, like, I just don't, you know... It's just not gonna fucking happen in that way. Like, you can't just snap your fucking fingers and replace that shit. And, like, for me, dating random people is just trying to replace that shit. Like, I don't have any desire to just know a random person. I have no desire for that. When I got together with my wife, we knew each other in college for a couple months before we, like, officially started dating, quote-unquote. And the other girl that I went out with, I knew. We had, like, some kind of a history. Like, I knew, like, that, like, hey, this is a nice person, and I wouldn't mind, like, hanging around her for a while. I don't feel like that about people that I don't know. And you can say shit like, well, what if that person's a great match for you? You wouldn't know if you don't get to know her. And my response is, I don't give a shit because I don't know them. Like, if you came up to me and you showed me 100 women and you were like, in that fucking group is your perfect fucking match. But you're going to have to go out with one of these people every week until you find that match. No, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not going to do something I don't like over and over and over again on the off chance that it might work out. To me, that's fucking stupid. I think people don't respect that. I think people don't respect that you're different than them and you view things differently than them. I'm not really interested to know anybody. I'm not interested in your friend. I'm not interested in being set up. I'm not interested in blind dating. I'm not interested in internet dating. I'm not interested in anybody that I have no history with. None. If I want to fucking take my time to spend with somebody, it's got to be somebody I already actually like. I understand it's almost an impossibility then to find anybody. I just don't give a shit. I'm perfectly fucking content being single with two cats and doing fucking runs and whatever the fuck else I do. So, new podcast episode days, Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Instagram too at maybe 5 minutes. Also on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. You can follow my Facebook videos. I'm putting all the podcasts there on the Facebook timeline. You can get every episode on Podbean, the website or the app. Or if you want to follow on Apple Pods, Google Play, whatever the fuck, knock yourself out.